For our Friday morning food feature, two guests today. First, food writer Samantha Nelson, who wrote about Chicago bars and mocktails in the Chicago Tribune. Good morning to you, Samantha. This is my kind of report because, you know, I'm a teetotaler, but this is a big trend, isn't it?
Huge. You know, it's I think a lot of more bars and restaurants are looking to be more inclusive in their offerings. And whether, you know, no matter why you're not drinking, they want to make sure that you can still come out and have a good time and feel like they're part of the social scene.
I was talking to some friends of mine about this last night, and they also are alcohol free. I've never liked alcohol, but a lot of people are, you know, going that way. But they were complaining that the mocktails are as expensive as the cocktails. Is that true?
I mean, that is, so often they aren't true. I mean, you know, it can be literally that price. It can just be like a few dollars less. But I think one of the reasons is that it takes a lot of work to make these mocktails tasty. There's, you know, you get a natural bitterness in alcohol that you don't necessarily find in mocktails. And so it often requires a lot more effort to make a craft mocktail that's going to taste not too sweet, that you're going to want to drink more than one of. And that can be muddling things in house. That can make using premium teas. It can be using these spirit-free spirits that more companies are producing right now that are very premium products. So, you know, it's, I think a lot of the places I spoke to, some people complain about that, but other people, you know, once they explain all the work that goes into it, they understand why prices are the way they are.
What are the best places, some of the best spots around here for spirit-free drinks?
So Arbella's really fun. It's a lounge in River North, and they really specialize in producing showy, inventive drinks. So on the alcoholic side, you might find something like the smoky side piece, which is, you know, Aperol and habanero-infused mezcal. They wanted to do something that is just as fun as that for people who aren't drinking. So that's sort of smoking in a glass that looks kind of like a Honey Bear bottle. So then they made a zero-proof version called the Smoking Kills, where you have smoke over ginger beer, lime, and lemon ginger kombucha. So you can get that kind of fun flavor and feel like you're participating, and even though you're not actually drinking any alcohol.
Did you say Arbella? Is that the name?
Yes, that's in River North. It's at 112 West Grand Avenue.
You also wrote in the Trib about Billy Sunday. Tell us about that place.
Yes, Billy Sunday is like a, you know, it was really a staple in the classic craft cocktail movement, and they're really excellent bar, it's at 3134 West Logan Boulevard, and they have been in Logan Square, that is. So they offer a wide selection of these house fermented sodas, which you can get spiked if you want to, but otherwise you can just enjoy them spirit free. So they've got, like, you know, a pretty wide selection of those, and then they also use some spirits from Three Spirits Social Elixir, which is one of those companies I mentioned that is producing these beer-free things for bartenders to mix with. And so they'll blend that with some orange, some rosemary, some ginger, and chamomile. And then the spirit itself includes yerba mate and lion's mane mushrooms. So you get a really complex flavor and still get to, like, enjoy what the creativity that these mixologists have.
Yeah, it's Billy Sunday. And then in the Trib, highlighted an Andersonville spot called Nobody's Darling. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Nobody's Darling is a really hip place. It's, you know, a very queer-friendly bar, and they emphasize using ingredients and spirits from women and people of color. And they also, as part of their, you know, desire to be very inclusive, offer some very creative cocktails as well. So they, their beverage manager has been expanding on the zero proof options. So she also wants to make sure that, again, like, people like going and trying seasonal cocktails. You know, so especially this time of year, you want some warm spices, you want some vanilla, you want some caramel, and you can get those without any spirits either.
So some of these bartenders and some of these places, they're very serious about these drinks, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They take them just as seriously as they do with alcoholic cocktails. So, you know, Julia Momos, she's won a James Beard Award for her cocktail work. And she was an early adopter in this space. She wrote a manifesto back in 2017 and said, you know, don't call these mocktails. That means that you're not taking them seriously. Call them spirit-free cocktails or non-alcoholic cocktails, because that's what they are. They're just as complex as these other ones. And so she makes these non-alcoholic beverage pairing options at Kumiko and Oriole. So if you're going and doing a multi-course tasting experience, normally you'd have wine or sake or even cocktails, but this way you still get the pairings of, you know, the complexity of drink this, eat this, and that's going to really elevate your culinary experience. But again, you don't have to have any alcohol.
Mm. And is the vibe at these places pretty much the same as in any cocktail bar, where people are there gossiping, meeting new people, telling their troubles to the bartender?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I found some bartenders, as they said that one of the things, you know, they have had people who were pregnant come in, and they said, all right, I want you to, like, guide me towards the non-alcoholic cocktails on the menu. I'm going to drink one of those, and then I'm going to tell my friends here that I'm pregnant, and that's why I'm not drinking. It's just part of, people want to be social, and being at a bar is part of that. It's a good place to hang out with coworkers. It's a good place to go for a date, but mm-hmm. You don't have to get a buzz or get drunk or anything like that to be part of that fun.
Love it. Samantha Nelson, you can read about it in the Chicago Tribune. Maybe I can be a mixologist after all. Thank you, Samantha. You have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Take care now.